It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Migos were on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden, and it was really fun.
Do you mind if we listen to some music? Should we see what's on the radio?
Oh, let's get it in. Walk it like I'm talking. Walk it like I'm talking. Walk it.
James also asked them the history of dabbing. Are you listening, Liv the Web Girl?
Dabbing is really swagging. You know what I'm saying? Dabbing is like, look at my dab was like, look at my swag.
Yeah.
That was a new word for swag. And then people took that one word and made it a whole dance and kind of made the word dab be a dance.
So Liv's got dab swab.
That's right.
Dab swab.
Dab swag.
I'm saying swab. Dab swab. That's my new word right there. It's Pink. It's like dad bob and dad swab.
Pink's husband Kerry Hart is encouraging victims of the wildfires in California to defend their properties from looters by using their Second Amendment right to bear arms. He wrote on Instagram, "It's unfortunate that some people have taken advantage of others in a crisis. While the Malibu fires have been burning, some locals have been fighting off and defending their property against the fires." He said there have been signs of looters and sightings of them breaking into homes. Well, if you're a looter, think twice if you're heading back into Malibu. Hashtag defend your land. Hashtag Second Amendment. He also posted a black and white photo of a group of men holding firearms with a sign that reads, "Looters will be shot on site." I feel like he has every right to post that, obviously, but I think that people are probably going to give Pink crap for that.
She'll get crap for it, but I guarantee you, somebody's going to loot your place and they see a bunch of people with guns, like, well, you know what?
Well, of course they're going to turn around.
We just want to help put out the fire.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
According to a new poll, NBC Nightly News host Lester Holt is the most trusted anchor in the U.S. The poll found that Holt was trusted a lot by 32% of Americans and some by 30%. Two ABC News anchors tied for second, David Muir and Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts. Fox News host Sean Hannity was the least trusted anchor, with 30% saying they don't trust him at all, followed by MSNBC's Rachel Maddow and CNN's Don Lemon. Stan Lee and his daughter J.C. Lee are working on, well, we're working on, I should say, a brand new superhero before the comic legend died. And now his daughter is vowing to push forward with the project. The new hero is called Dirt Man.
Are you serious? Yeah. Dirt Man?
Dirt Man. J.C., his daughter, created the character, but she says Stan worked with her on developing him right up until his last weekend alive. No word on what Dirt Man's powers are or his origin story, but she did say we'll see him in comics and on the big screen. And she also just talked about, you know, how great her dad is and all that good stuff. Stan died Monday after he was rushed to a hospital from his Hollywood Hills home. Coming up in the next garbage, Cardi B coming to Netflix. We'll talk about that.
Oh, man. Can't wait for that. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So many couples struggle with trying to conceive. You're not alone. And you know what? They'll try anything to get pregnant. There are all kinds of weird old wives' tales out there about, you know, do this, do that to get pregnant. And one of our coworkers actually tried one. Have you ever heard of this? Because I've never heard of this one before. He said it worked for him and his wife and tons of other couples. Wow, we want to hear what old wives' tales you have tried to get pregnant and that have worked. Coming up next, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.